Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, I can vividly remember my very first Polish lessons back in the early 2000s with two really incredible Polish teachers, a married couple named Robert and Basia. Our very first lesson was a three-hour block of time devoted to learning all about articles of clothing in Polish. I remember coming into that lesson feeling so tense. I was stressed out. I was thinking it was going to be a nightmare. But I have to say that learning clothes was probably the easiest part of learning Polish for me. The names that Poles have for certain articles of clothing are nothing short of entertaining and pretty easy to remember too. So, for those of you wanting to learn some Polish out there, I know I've got some of you in my audience. This episode is for you. And for my Polish viewers, I'm not going to leave you out. You just might inadvertently learn some English in the meantime. So let's do it. Let's learn 17 articles of clothing in just a few minutes. Here we go. Let's start with five of the easiest to learn, as they are a bit similar to the words in English. Your everyday t-shirt in Polish is a t-shirt. A sweater is a sweter. Jeans are jeansy. Boxer-style underwear are bokserki, and shorts are shorte. So as you can see, although the spelling might look scary and intimidating, the way it's pronounced comes, well, sort of close. But let's transition now to words that really fascinated me, and I'll use a few of the image associations that my teachers use to help us out. And they're kind of funny, too. The first one I'd like to talk to you about is your everyday wristwatch. A watch. A watch in Polish is zegarek, which is the diminutive form of zegar, which is the large clock you would hang on your wall. Zegarek literally means small clock. So imagine simply wearing a small clock on your wrist every day. It makes a lot of sense, not much of a difference other than the band. So zegarek, impossible to forget that one. When I first came to Poland, I admitted I was so American in the way I dressed. I wore super mega white Nike tennis shoes and a black and white Nike tracksuit. In fact, I wore that particular outfit to my first Polish classes. And I remember my teacher, he used my attire to teach me some valuable tips for living here. He pointed down to my tennis shoes and he said, "Russell, there are two ways to refer to sneakers or tennis shoes. The first one is kind of similar, tenisówki. You can also say Adidas, as in Adidas shoes. You know, it didn't matter if it was Reebok or Nike. And as it turns out, Adidas was a big player here in Poland years ago. And my tracksuit, this one really made my head spin. Poles call this dress. Dress, D-R-E-S, dress. My advice on this one is not to overthink it, just accept it for what it is. And staying with dress, I quickly learned that Poles even refer to one of their subculture groups as dreszarze, which is unfortunately connected with shady hooligans who often wear such tracksuits. Just be careful. And just so you know, after that class, I looked around, I didn't see anybody else in tracksuits. I folded it up, I put it in a box high in the shelf, and I never wore that tracksuit again. I still have it now 20 years later. Don't do tracksuits here. During our lesson, we also talked about how Poles dress for weddings. I asked if it was customary to wear tuxedos, a tux, as we do back in the States very often. Well, wearing a tux here is much less popular, but listen to the Polish name for a tux. Smoking. That's right, smoking. Robert told me to imagine a rich, handsome man dining in a fine restaurant wearing a tuxedo and holding a cigarette. That association worked like a charm. So tuxedo, smoking in Polish. And staying on formal attire, I learned that a necktie is called a krawat. You might have heard of cravat in English before. And listen to this one. A bow tie is called mucha in Polish. Mucha also means a housefly. So he told me, "Russell, imagine a black housefly with its wings extended." It was a perfect example, simple and effective. It goes without saying that Poland has a lot of cold months and we've got to bundle up and stay healthy and warm. I'm a big fan of turtleneck sweaters. They keep me toasty. A turtleneck in Polish is called golf, like the sport of golf. And if I'm not wearing my golf, I love my fleece-style jackets. Everybody should have at least two or three different colored fleeces hanging in their closet. A fleece in Polish is referred to as polar. polar. And boy, we've got some polar winds blowing in here from time to time, so they come in handy, and that word definitely fits. And I'm curious, do I have any fans out there on my YouTube channel who wear neck gaiters or neck warmers? Poles have a great one for this. They call it komin, like a chimney or a chimney stack. My teacher told me, Russell, imagine the heat and steam of your body escaping up your neck through the komin, through the chimney, the neck gaiter. I have never forgotten that great association. And for our final words today, let's talk about three words that I really love about women's clothing. The first one, a woman's bra in Polish, is called biustonosz, which literally translates to breast holder. And women who wear fishnet stockings nearly always grab my attention. It doesn't get better than fishnet stockings. Poles call these kabaretki. You can just picture that fancy cabaret with shapely women in their fishnet stockings. Love that one. And when you're on the beach in Poland, a lot of good places to go, you are bound to find women wearing thongs as part of their bathing suits. You know, the thong bikini. What do they call thongs or G-strings in Polish? Stringi. Stringi, the plural of strings. Learning Polish is never boring. It's never dull. Well, congratulations. You've just learned 17 words to refer to clothing in Polish. And I'm curious for my Polish audience out there, what words did I forget to tell my people? What funny references do you have for some articles of clothing that maybe I failed to mention here? Put it in the comments section. If you have not become a subscriber to my channel already, click the button right here on our neck gaiter, on our chimney komin, so you don't miss out on the future episodes. Thanks for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to seeing what you have to say. Bye!